There was no shortage of worthy contenders for this year's Mayor's Special Awards, but recognition ultimately went to those who fought on the front lines against the Jasper wildfire. The Jasper Volunteer Fire Brigade and the late Morgan Kitchen, who died fighting the blaze, were announced as the recipients during the community holiday party at the Jasper Activity Center on Friday, December 13. As a bit of an understatement, it has been a challenging year, no less so with respect to the nominations we received this year, said Jasper Mayor Richard Ireland during the event. From among the nominations, Council has selected award recipients in two categories, and if you are a nominator whose nominee was not selected, we ask that you please appreciate the unusual circumstances facing the selection committee this year, and we encourage you to resubmit your nominations for next year. The Mayor's Special Award is the highest possible recognition that can be bestowed by the municipality of Jasper. Awards can be issued in any of the three categories: humanitarianism, exceptional achievement in a profession, sports or the arts, or an act of heroism or bravery. Each year, Council receives nominations and reviews all submissions, and the mayor has the honor of presenting them. The first award was presented to the family of Kitchen in the category of an act of heroism or bravery. This is the first time in Council's history that someone has received this posthumously. Kitchen, a 24-year-old Alberta wildfire member from Calgary, died on August 3 after a tree fell on him while he was fighting an active fire northeast of the Jasper townsite. He was the only fatality during the wildfire. The outpouring of community sentiment that we have witnessed expresses and reflects the profound grief we all continue to feel for the tragic loss of an individual who came willingly to our aid and for his family and friends who will grieve his loss, particularly painfully at this time of year, Ireland said. No family member or representative was able to attend the presentation. The municipality will have the award delivered or presented to the family along with books of tribute. The second award was presented to the members and associate members of the Jasper Volunteer Fire Brigade, specifically for humanitarianism. Ireland noted the nominations were succinct in their reasoning, so borrowed from a relevant one, noting how it remarked on the extraordinary courage and leadership of the nominees, of their unwavering determination, extensive experience, which proved invaluable. They commented on their selflessness, their willingness to put themselves in harm's way, their fearless efforts, their professional skills and inspired leadership, he added. They commented that the nominees make a formidable team, which embodies the very best of our community spirit. Christine Naden, Municipal Director of Protective and Legislative Services, helped the mayor present certificates to each member of the fire brigade who was able to attend that evening. In addition, the firefighters received a painting from local artist Claude Bukic, which will hang in their training room, and each member will get a print. The town also took this opportunity to honor Mayor Ireland for his leadership during and following the disaster. Jasper Sow Bill Given presented Ireland with a replacement Queen Elizabeth II's Platinum Jubilee Medal, which he lost during the wildfire along with his home. Through the course of last year, we need to recognize that it's been a different kind of year and that we've seen tremendous leadership in many different corners of our community, none more so than Mayor Ireland himself, Given said. The replacement medal was presented on behalf of Alberta municipalities and with the help of Count Kathleen Waxer. Emma Acorn, Legislative Services Coordinator for the municipality, also performed an old musical piece of hers in honor of the mayor.